SportsCenter.com.
With over 60 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. And in St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand roof replacement and insurance claims, so allow them to help. Compton Roofing is locally owned and family operated. Call Compton Roofing at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, listen to this. You know how I've been complaining about muscle fatigue lately?
Yes, dear. How's that going?
I found this stuff called Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream.
Really?
It started soothing my tired muscles and joints immediately, and it lasted for hours.
What about the smell?
It's actually odor-free.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream, available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
Are you looking for a nine-hole golf course during lunch hour? Visit Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton. Call 314-731-7979. That's 314-731-7979 for Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
Do you like spicy, smoky, and crispy chicken? Of course you do! KFC has a new Nashville hot chicken that's spicy, smoky, and crispy and has an authentic flavor straight from Music City.
All right, we have a traffic bulletin. Eastbound 44, east of 109 in the Eureka area. There's an overturned car causing lots of traffic problems there. It's eastbound 44, east of 109 in Eureka. Overturned car.
Well done, Ben.
Oh, thank you so much.
You were in the traffic center. Did they bring that up to you, that information?
Yes. Yeah, they did. They ran it up here.
They're so good.
I know.
And so fast. Well, last week we didn't have Tech Talk because Jose was, I don't know.
On assignment.
On assignment or on vacation or whatever. That's his business. He's here today. So we can, he can answer your questions about your computer, your laptop, your tablet, your phone, your television, or the one you're thinking of buying, but you don't have a clue which one to buy. That's what he's here for. So you got a problem? We have Jose. And he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. Thank you again, Jim. It was Jim for $600, right, for the trivia night to sit at your table with you and Peon, right? $600.
Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Here we go. Here are the numbers. You need to call now and get on board. Jose does a little tech monologue, and then you can fire away. Throw me your questions. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, which is 5877, or from any cell phone, star KTRS call. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here after, I guess he's refreshed, after vacation or being on assignment, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Were you on vacation or were you on assignment?
I was on assignment, sir.
So you're not going to come back and tell us, ooh, that old faithful at Yellowstone is really something. You didn't go away somewhere.
I would have loved to have come back and told you I went somewhere fun and did something exciting, but no.
Well, I don't have anything. It's not related to anything people would call about. I would just say that you should go see The Jungle Book because you're a tech guy.
They used a lot of horsepower computer-wise to make that movie.
It is. Have you seen it?
I've not seen the movie.
You have to see it. Forget that you think it's for little kids. You have to see this. I was stunned. It's just the technology. And then you come back and tell me if you don't agree, we have all the technology we need to create a human actor on screen that you cannot tell is not a real person.
I would believe that.
Because like Peon said off the air to me, we've almost done it with video games.
Yes.
Real close.
Yeah. The movie itself grossed over $100 million, which I think is one of the record highest openings in April for any movie ever.
Yep. And I don't know why. Maybe word got out how spectacular it is. Because for what I thought was a kid's movie, that's a big box office number, over $100 million. What do you have for us?
Homeland Security has issued a warning. It seems our friends at Apple no longer support QuickTime programming for our Windows PCs.
Hmm.
Says the company decided last week not to issue any more security updates to QuickTime for Windows, despite two major vulnerabilities in the software that can allow hackers to take control of people's computers. The company will continue to support QuickTime for the Macintosh with regular security updates, just not for us Windows folks, along with the Department of Homeland Security. I also recommend that you uninstall QuickTime. And Apple has a tab on its webpage entitled How to Uninstall QuickTime on Your Windows Machine.
Okay.
After all the must fuss and FBI complaining, a law enforcement agency says that there is no real significance. There's no information that they found on the phone once they opened it. As we know, March 28th, the FBI dropped its case against Apple and announced that it had used a method that is believed to be deployed by developed by a third party. They used what's called a zero-day exploit. The FBI probably could have found this on their own, again, if they'd used some sort of another web search engine. I got some angry notes last time that I shouldn't be picking on the FBI. I counter that with saying that they're supposed to be smarter than everyone else. They have unlimited money and resources, as it appears. So that's just me.
I agree. The FBI shouldn't have to go to an outside hacker.
Right.
But it will always be the case, I think, that somebody out there among us, that guy who lives in the basement, runs out and maybe gets some groceries and come back and never interacts with anybody, that hacker, that guy, they're always going to be out there, and there's always going to be somebody out there who's a step ahead of, I don't care who it is, the FBI, CIA, Secret Service. Would you agree?
I would say probably, but I would think that the FBI should have had resources to other government agency or agencies.
But there's no guarantee that somebody employed by those agencies is smarter at this than some knucklehead in his basement.
Well, I would counter that with Edward Snowden. The NSA seems to have a pretty good tack on what's going on with all this stuff security-wise. But companies like BlackBerry have been giving away or selling the keys to basically allow other companies or agencies to read email. There's flaws in the current operating system or network that cell phones use that allow government agencies to hack into people's phones. And mostly the government would really prefer if you don't fix those.
What's interesting is that after all this, there was nothing there.
No. No, and ultimately, as we talked about, you know, if I know that my number's on that phone, I'm going to get a new phone number.
Well, and these terrorists are smarter than that. They're not going to do it on a phone like that. They'll do it on, I guess, what you call a burner.
Right.
Not a phone like this.
Right.
So, they're a little smarter than
I really that. Don't know what the FBI had suspected that they would find, other than it's just publicity that, hey, look, we're fighting terrorism.
Yeah.
Live 4K Major League Baseball. DirecTV has announced they're going to broadcast Major League Baseball games in 4K ultra high definition.
Well, thank goodness, because I can't count the times I've said, is this all they can do, this HD?
Yeah,
is this
really
the best they can do? Come on.
The April 19th, they're going to do the Cubs and the Cards. 29th will be Yankees and the Red Sox. 30th will be Yankees and the Red Sox again. There's more details as to which games are going to be in 4K at MLB Network.
Here's which details. You can see the stitching on the ball.
That's right.
You can probably at some point have a TV where you can zoom in. When you get that kind of resolution, you can freeze the picture, zoom in, and count the nose hairs on the coach or the manager. It's going to become, it's unbelievable. 4K, 8K. In Japan, they have 8K.
Right.
How good do your eyes have to be to even see this? It's kind of like with music, when somebody's a real audiophile and they spend a fortune for a sound system, that most of us, we cannot even hear
right.
The range, the frequency range. We can't even hear it.
But by the same token, though, vinyl albums hit an all-time high for record sales, the highest in 20 years.
I know. This blows me away. I would never, ever, well, I never would have thought we'd buy bottled water. I certainly wouldn't have thought the records would ever come back after CDs hit and then digital.
Right.
I just thought, no, records are done. I don't get this.
I was just mentioning that the other day. To think about those people, because there's a couple, you know, the vintage vinyl on the loop and Euclid right. records. What those guys were thinking, you know, within the CD era, that you know, late 90s to just
done.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. We're done.
They were like, oh, this is terrible. And then all of a sudden, last, you know, 5 years, this resurgence.
They have to be stunned.
Yes, they have to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think's more brave? The guy that goes to a major company and says, listen, I want to put water in a plastic bottle and sell it, even though right now it's free everywhere you want to go? Or the guy at the company that said, yeah, we'll do that because we can make money at it?
I still don't get it, and it's in my own house because I can't control my wife or make her not buy bottled water. I go to the store, go to the drink section, and look at the water. I still don't get it. Why are people afraid of the tap? What are they afraid of?
Flint, Michigan is a pretty good reason why they're afraid
of
the tap.
Well, but that's recent, and it's one location, and for decades, people have been drinking from the water hose in the tap. It didn't kill anybody. We still had people living to be 100.
That's true. Well, you and I made it this far drinking out of the hose, Frank.
Yeah, I guess. Although, I got to tell you, we got the bottles of water, so I grab one if it's cold, and I'll take it and drink it. And every time I do, I can't stand myself because I'm part of the whatever, the craze, the problem, the fad, which is sort of what it is because they saw these celebrities holding bottled water. And they thought, ooh, look, somebody drinks, what's her name, oh, the hot one from Friends. I can't even think of her name. What's
Jennifer
her name?
Jennifer Aniston.
Look, Jennifer Aniston's got a bottle of Avion. I mean, yeah. It's an Avion. And I think that had a lot to do with it. Enough of that. Go ahead.
That's it, if we could take some calls.
We can. And we'll start with Rich. Rich, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, hello, Jose. And I'm aiming Pia.
Thank you, Rich. What do you got for Jose?
Question. My wife does shopping on the internet there around Christmas time. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
We keep getting pop-up ads, like a dryer for shirts. Is there any way to get rid of those? Somebody says that once you buy something or you look something up on the internet, they send cookies, and cookies can do something like that. Do you know what's the situation with that?
I'm willing to bet that she uses Google Chrome as a browser. And that she has a Gmail account. And the reason I say that is because when I search for something in Chrome, they have ads that are on either side of whatever the display is I'm searching for, like dog food.
Right.
And they'll keep track of the fact that at some point in the past I searched for dog food. And then every time I open that browser, there are going to be ads for
these collars
kind of dog food and then things are related. Dog collars and flea collars and veterinary services. It's just Google's way of making money to provide the browser for free. So the way to get away from it is not use Google, is pick another browser to use. Firefox is one I recommend. And it's also free.
I used to have Firefox on my old computer.
Did you hate it?
No, I didn't hate it. I don't know why we changed to Google when we got the new computer here.
It's probably because you're married.
Yeah. Probably the same bottle water reason Frank has.
Is there any way for her to use one and then me to use Firefox?
If you have a different account, yes. Or actually, you could put both of them on the same desktop, and you click the orange globe, and she clicks the prime-colored globe.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Phyllis is next. Phyllis, say hi to Jose.
Hi there. You know, I may have to hang up and listen to the answer. I have two very noisy children in the back of my car.
Well, they can't be that noisy because we can't hear
them. Because they're my grandchildren.
Okay. Well, Phyllis, they're not that noisy. We can't hear them.
Good. What I have, my cell phone, I take a picture and I send it to my Gmail account, and it will show up as a document, HTML.
Okay.
Then I take it and try to make it to a JPG.
Right.
And it's still HTML.
Yes.
What have I touched or what have I done?
Who is your phone service provider?
My Sprint.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're going to need to go visit either a Sprint store, or you can stop by Best Buy. They have a cell phone organizational group in the middle of it that they sell and service and talk to you about all phone services. And take your phone to them and tell them what's going on, and they should be able to figure out what it is that you changed and put it back the way it was before you broke it.
Yeah, it's probably a simple setting on your phone.
Well, that's what I figured. I touched the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's fairly simple, but it's going to be a long explanation. It'd just be easier if you take it to them. They can touch the phone. 30 seconds later, you should be fine.
That is perfect. Thank you, and have a great day.
You're welcome.
All right, Phyllis, you too. Craig is next. Craig, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose.
Craig?
Question for you. I got for my wife an HP Pavilion at Sam's. She used it for about 6 weeks. And then she got this pop-up thing saying, you've had a problem, contact tech support. She called them. They were able to get in their computer. You know, she started giving them all kinds of financial info. At the end of the day, she hurried up and hung up, called Charter, unplugged the modem, and they stopped, or, you know, that gun stopped having access to her computer. But we haven't taken that computer now onto our network for fear that, you know, they put something on there, or is there a fear we should have? Should we take it somewhere to get it cleaned, or?
Where did you buy it? You bought it from Sam's?
Yes.
Did you get an extended warranty on it?
No. It came with like 3 months.
Okay. There may be some concern, although it's very small. I would presume that the laptop came with a restoration partition. So if she hasn't used it too long and doesn't, what she can do is copy off any of her personal stuff,
mm-hmm.
any documents she's made, photos, music, that kind of stuff, and then basically do a system reset on the computer so okay. that it comes back as if it came out of the factory.
And where do you go do the system reset?
If you will head to the interweb and search that model,
okay,
and do a system to type in the word system restore with it, it'll give you the specific instructions.
Awesome.
Likely over on YouTube, there's a 7-year-old who's done one and recorded it.
Awesome. Thank you.
But that's what I'd recommend is just if you're concerned at all about anyone getting into it from where it was previously, just do a complete system reset and it comes back like it's new out of the box from the factory.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Craig, thank you.
Bye.
Mike, you're next. Say hi to Jose. Mike?
Ooh, hey, Mike. Jose.
Yeah, hello, Mike.
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have an HP laptop. It's probably time for a new one. But in the meantime, the screen went blank and it won't fire up like the screen won't.
Okay.
And then sometimes when I repower it up, it'll turn different colors like all green, all red, all yellow.
Okay.
You know, it just cycles through like that.
Can be one of two things. One is that the video cable actually sits in one of the hinges.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, when you open and close, it stretches it and compresses and folds it, and it breaks.
Okay.
The other issue is that the light that sits behind it goes out.
Okay.
The third option is that the video card is bad. You should have an additional port, a blue one, three rows of pins on the back or side somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That is a VGA output, so the easiest way to see if your video card's working is if you have a monitor or a flat screen somewhere you can plug into it real quick.
Okay.
Plug that in, power it up, and see if the monitor works.
Okay.
And that will tell you either that the video card is bad or that the cable itself is bad. But in either case, it's going to be likely a lot cheaper to replace the entire laptop as opposed to finding a component and having it fixed.
Right. Okay.
It's going to come with more horsepower. You're going to get a new warranty with it. So,
yeah. Okay. Thanks once again, Jose.
Good luck, Mike.
Hey, Mike. We'll close it out with John. John, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Hi, Frank and the gang.
John.
Hey, John.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, quick question for you. You mentioned 4K TVs earlier. If I'm looking to buy a couple TVs to put in a man cave, is now the time to go with 4K? Should you wait for 8K or whatever's next after 4?
The issue with 8K is that it's now just we're just now getting 4K content, and I think that the money invested in making 4K content, they're going to wait a little while before they start making 8K content.
Okay.
I would definitely recommend 4K televisions. Especially for the man cave, and as Frank and I have discussed many times, if you're looking at a 60-inch and a 70-inch, buy the 70, because no one has ever come back to me and said, you know what, that TV is just too big.
Right.
Okay, related quickly, if you were to look, if somebody would want to look for recommendations, what site would you suggest to say, you know, I don't care about sound, but I do care about picture, and maybe there's some comparisons on that recommendation site? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. A company called CNET, CNET.com.
Does Consumer Reports have a website?
Consumer Reports also has a website. I don't know if they charge for what the content is or not. There's also another one called TomsHardware.com.
TomsHardware.com. Like the name Tom?
Yeah, TomsHardware.com. And they do a bunch of reviews on all sorts of electronics. They just came out with...
CNET, is that CNET?
CNET, yes. C, okay. Charlie, November, Edward, Tom.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, no,
thank
fine.
You so much.
You're all welcome. Right.
Thank you, John. John's very polite.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I apologize. Well, there you go. Sorry for the people who couldn't get through, but he has an email address. You can email Jose at techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Jose, thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome back. Jose Hernandez, everybody. Brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. The original $189 window. You can reach him at 314-993-1800. Tim Wiley has traffic. Tim?
All right, Frank. Boy, it's a mess out there. There's got a new accident on westbound 4064 before Ballas. The two right lanes are blocked. He's still working with the accident westbound 44 at Soccer Park. Only the left lane is getting through, and that's a jam that goes all the way back to Elm. Then you've got a new crash on eastbound 44 near Soccer Park that's blocking a right lane. They're still working with the right lane being blocked on eastbound Highway 270 at 367. Earlier accident there, southbound 270 is a solid jam from Page down through 44, and that's also causing southbound 141 to jam up north of Big Bend and through Highway 44. Staples, they have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars, so trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. I was able to listen last Wednesday and Thursday to the John Londoff segment that's coming on now with Scott Sherman.
Hi, Frank.
John, how are you?
Oh, buddy, I am doing fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic, and thank you for asking. How can you not be doing great? This weather's great. Awesome weekend. Got to run around Forest Park Saturday morning, you know, with a few thousand other people. When was the last time you ran around Forest Park, Frank?
Never.
Yeah, I can answer that for you.
Go run around Forest Park with me and I some Saturday or Sunday?
No. I was about to say, I heard the segment with you and Scott Sherman Wednesday and Thursday. It was 20 minutes of talk about hockey and the Blues.
Yeah.
I can't participate in that, and I'm sorry that I can't because I don't know anything about it. I assume they're having a great season. Am I right?
Well, yeah. Yesterday's game was
huge. But aside from that, they're having a good season.
Well, they always
they're
have
in the playoffs.
The season is complete. Now we're into the postseason.
Yeah,
okay. Well, that's
it's
a good season.
Playoff hockey, and it's
right,
a totally different style of hockey. I mean, you know, I really do believe that some of these hockey players would probably play for you know half of what they're making. I mean, this is an athlete that yeah, sure they want the money. They have the you know agents, sports agents that you know tell them to hold out you know for more money. But they don't love the game. I'm not saying baseball players don't love the game and other athletes, but hockey players just and even the almost 50 Blues alumni that most from Canada that have settled in St. Louis.
Yeah.
They love this town. I mean, this town is just it will. And again, we're only into the third game of the first round. So let's just put things in perspective. We're up 2-1. Mm-hmm. We won two games. We still have to win two more to get into the second round. We have not been in the second round, Frank, in 4 years. So, and we haven't beat the Chicago Blackhawks in the playoff series in many, many, many years. So, you know, it's exciting stuff. You know, it's just intense. I gotta say, I used to. I'm making a confession here. I'm kind of getting on Coach Hitchcock's bandwagon. I wasn't. He just used to be so negative, but I think that something happens in all of us. He's turned around, and this team, I think, has really made him appreciate how lucky he is to be able to coach this group of players. They've had a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries. I mean, more injuries than 3 and 4 teams put together. and they still finished like the third best team in all of hockey, you know, which is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. There's a game tomorrow night, but this first round of playoffs.
They should be paying you to talk hockey.
I love hockey. I coached for 21 years. I kind of self-taught myself how to play, and guys that are listening to play with me or against me are probably laughing because, you know, I was not that good. I mean, I wasn't a bender. I mean, I could skate. But sometimes, I mean, if I had a slap shot and it beat a goaltender, I would look at my stick and say, how in the heck did that happen? I mean, I don't know, but we got all of that one. But, you know, I love the game. My boys love the game. Mimi Lawnup, when she used to come and watch me play, she brought a blanket and a book. And I'd say, did you see that goal? There weren't too many. I said, did you see that fight? She said,
a blanket and a book. No, I was reading.
She would sit as close to the heater as possible. And because, you know, most ice rinks are freezing. They're freezing cold, which makes sense because you have a big slab of ice out there.
Hey,
so, going to the Blues game last Wednesday, and I was with Johnny Gills, head coach of CBC Hockey. He's won, 17 championships. Great guy. Craig Harrison, Kitty's husband, who's a great hockey player and coach and played college hockey, and my son Harry Londup, who played. And one of my favorite lines was my wife years ago when Harry was young and he was moving up into the ranks of a AA hockey. She goes, isn't it amazing how good Harry's gotten since he's got these great coaches coaching him now? And I'm like, whoa, what does that mean? I mean, I coached him for like 5 years. It's just, oh, I don't mean anything by it. It's just the fact that these guys are like really, really good coaches and he's getting better.
Wah-wah.
I'm like, okay, well, that hurt, but she's right, you know? So, yeah, it's exciting. It's Frank, you should watch a game.
Oh, man, it's just so...
Look, I'm not ashamed of the fact. I don't like it, but I'm not ashamed of the fact that I don't know anything about sports. I don't. And I think the reason I don't is if you don't play as a kid, I don't think you have the same interest. Most people I know who are into sports played in high school, they maybe played in college, or as a kid they were on a little league team. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do any of that. At 11 years old, I went to work. I worked every day, and there's never been a year since I was 11 I didn't work, and all the practices took place after school. And I remember one time I wanted to try for a little league team, and I realized when they had their practices, I couldn't do my paper route. So I couldn't... I couldn't do it.
So you're getting all choked up.
Well, I am. I talk about my poverty, a childhood of poverty, and I get choked up. But I don't regret, and I'm not ashamed of the fact, that I learned how to work. I may not know anything about sports, but I learned how to work at 11. I actually learned how to work for myself at the age of 11 with a paper route and then a popcorn stand and then on and on and on, and how to work for other people. But I get it. I get how big sports is. I get it. I do get it. And, yeah, I wish I could sit here and talk with you about the Blues. Remember the 1974 season? Can't do it. Can't do it about any sport because I just never had an opportunity, one, to learn the game. And I think that the mistake that schools make is if you're not on a team, let's say you're in grade school or high school, you know, they should have a class in basic sports to teach people what a quarterback sneak is, okay? Who's the guard? Who's the how a game is played, just the basics of the game. They don't do that. If you're in PE, you're not one of the cool guys on the basketball team or the football team. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, there's no place to learn the fundamentals of each game. Hockey, basketball, football, baseball. They should teach you the basics of that game.
So when I was coaching youth hockey, and I'd see these kids slam their sticks up against the board because they got a bad call or they missed a goal. Some of them were just little crybabies, but I loved them. I mean, I coached them. I tried to coach more than just, you know, the X's and O's of skating and shooting and then checking. And I would always get and grab guys that were much better than me and have them, you know, help coach and be an assistant coach and help run practices because the key to success is being in shape. You got to practice hard to win hard. And, you know, I would tell these kids, I mean, I self-taught myself how to play. I used to water down, take 2x4s and water down the backyard, the asphalt. No, it was a concrete driveway of ours at Bellevue Acres. And then my parents were like, okay, you know, if we ever have to come and use this garage because of the snow, we won't be able to get out of the driveway because you got this thing all iced up. So then I would go down the street, which is not that far, to my grandma and grandpa's house, which was like three houses down up on the left at Bellevue Acres. And I would take that upper concrete driveway, and I would take buckets of water and keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, back when it was freezing cold at night in the wintertime, and it would take a little bit, and the ice would freeze up, and I'd put my skates on and my gloves and my pucks, and I would just stick candle and skate and skate and skate and skate until I'd sometimes get down to the concrete, and I'd go get some more water. But, you know, there was no organized hockey when I was, you know, there was very little. There was one ice rink, Winterland. And
Oh, my goodness. You know, I skated at Winterland.
And Steinberg. And Steinberg was a massive ice rink with concrete sides. So if a kid checked you into the, you know, they weren't boards. They were just, it's a concrete wall.
Hey, when did Spanish Lake build their rink? Because that was in the 70s sometimes, right?
Yeah, that was in, I was in high school then. So 73, 74, 75. But,
and we're the same age. I played
sports. Of all the sports, I just think, I mean, they're all great. I love soccer. Played a lot of soccer. You couldn't grow up in St. Louis and not play soccer. You couldn't really grow up in North County and not kick a soccer ball. You know, hockey's a, it's a, it's a tough game, and yet it's a very respectful game. And I'm just cautiously optimistic about the Blues. And I think, yeah, Cardinal baseball this week against the Cubs.
Yeah.
You know, these Cubs think they are just hotter than you know what. I hope we beat the tar out of them. I hope we beat the tar out of the Cubs, and I hope we just slap those Blackhawks around tomorrow night, because we've come from behind, and we've done it quite a few times this year, and that's tough to do in hockey.
And clinch it back here at home.
What's that?
And clinch it back here at home.
Yeah, but,
win tomorrow night and then clinch it here at home.
So, Frank, if you're not watching any sports, what did you do this weekend?
Well, I did a lot of recuperating this weekend, so I can't do much of anything until this coming week. This week I can start to do some stuff, because I had some issues and I had some procedures, and so I didn't do much this weekend. I went to see that movie, The Jungle Book. What a tremendous movie. You should take Mimi to see this. This is not just a kid's movie. This is one of the most spectacular pieces of film I've ever seen. So that's what I did. That's one of the things I did. I gambled a little. I'm able to sit and gamble. That doesn't hurt me. That's not strenuous.
Yeah.
And that's about it. This week I'll be able to start playing a little, hit the tennis ball a little bit, play a little pickleball, rather. I keep wanting to call it paddleball. It's pickleball. I can do that. But I don't know anything about sport. One of these days you and I will find something we can talk about where we have sort of a common. I know you're a hunter. I'm not a hunter. I'm a handgun shooter.
I'll play some tennis with you.
Do you play tennis?
Well, I used to play a lot of tennis many, many years ago, but then we used to belong to Glen Echo Country Club. Gorgeous, gorgeous golf course, gorgeous clubhouse. The main living room. So, I mean, this vaulted ceiling is just very, very old. I did one of the oldest golf courses west of the Mississippi, and, you know, we lived right down the street. Once my dad said, hey, you can wrap those hands around a mop handle or a broom and wash cars, go ahead and put those golf clubs in the corner, because you're working every day. Then when I got back from college, I'm like, hey, because he canceled the membership, but they canceled the golf part of the deal. I'm like, hey, can we go ahead and re-up and get the golf? I'd like to go golfing again. He goes, no, I'm not going to re-up at golf. You're working. You just had time off going to college for 4 years. I'm like, what? So, that's why if any of my friends are listening, they'll tell you I'm a we played, I think about four times. We played nine holes at the Legend, and then we'd...
Yeah, I'm horrible. I'm horrible. I'm horrible at all sports. I'm a horrible golfer. I'm a terrible tennis player. I'm terrible. But if you want me to get in a boat, any boat, and drive it, an airplane, a helicopter, give me something to remote control to fly, I can do that. I can do all. Put a handgun in my hand, and I'll probably beat you. Give me a shotgun.
Frank, I don't think
throw some clay birds up. Huh? No. I'm not talking about competing. I'm talking about something that we both like to do.
Let's go shoot targets.
We can do that.
See?
Weather's nice. Weather's perfect.
Thing we both like to do?
Sell.
Like to eat.
Eat and sell.
Eat and sell. And thank you. We had a great weekend this past weekend. And we have had about seven transports in the last couple of days, which is great because we were running kind of low on new cars and new trucks. I tell you what, though, we have over 250 pre-owned vehicles in stock. And all of them are online at lawndoc.com. And you can come here tonight. We're going to be open late till 9 o'clock. We've been really pushing hard on new cars and new trucks. We've had a huge amount of inventory, 15% of the MSRP as the rebate. What we're doing on Chevy Cruze is taking 20% of the rebate. And, I mean, that can be up to $5,000 and $6,000 off Chevy Cruzes. We're doing $10,000 off Silverado double cab and crew cabs. We have a couple of awesome one-ton 3500 series two-wheel drive double cab long bed for only $28,000. Two of them left. I've been talking about these two awesome two C28s. They're high performance, 505 horsepower. One's black and one is hot red. That's the actual color, hot red. We've marked those $75,000 MSRP. 15% of $75,000 is an $11,250 rebate. Are you kidding me? So we've got those priced down to $57,000. That's a steal. I begged her, I said, let me buy this black one. It is just, it's unbelievable. This car is so beautiful. So we're going to be here late tonight. And we've been talking about, Frank, about you coming some afternoon and maybe selling some cars. Would that be
I don't remember what we're talking about that.
We'll go to breakfast. I'll buy breakfast. Uh-huh. And then we'll come up here and have you sell cars for a little bit. Then we can talk about it on the air.
Yeah, let's talk about it off the air first. Let's talk about it off the air first. Give him that phone number. Give me your phone number.
That means you're done talking to me. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndump.com. Are you looking for a deal? Come in now. Come in tonight. We'll take great care of you. Please mention that you're AM and the PM. Carl Charo, Charow, from Jersey, Illinois. Jersey, Illinois, just came in and bought a new Chevy Impala.
Where the heck is Jersey? Not Jerseyville, but Jersey. Where's Jersey, Illinois?
Well, I sent a text message to, it's Danny Clark's a salesman. He's been here about 16 years. And so I sent the message to Mike Price. I'm like, where's Carl from, Jerseyville or Jersey, Illinois? He answers me back, Illinois.
I think, I don't think there is a Jersey, Illinois.
Yeah, it's got to be Jerseyville.
I know where Jerseyville is. All right, well, we're going to send you some business because, as you said, and you always get it three times, you're open late tonight.
Frank, can I say one thing?
Sure.
Man, you sound great. You really sound, you always sound great, but you really sound great today.
Well, that's not true, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Hi, buddy.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye. Love you, Frank.
Oh, he got it right in it.
Yeah, had to get the love thing in there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Are we? Or no, let me do something here so we don't get behind because we have a playhouse and a joke we haven't done for a while. And that something is just to talk to everybody who's, and there's a certain number of people, I don't know what the number is right now, who are listening, you're thinking about changing jobs. You hate your job. Maybe you do hate your job. Maybe somebody has come along and said, hey, why don't you come to work for us? And you're toying with it. If you do, or you're lucky enough to be thinking about retirement and you have a 401k plan, you might have some questions that you can't answer. Like, should I cash out of this? Do I do a rollover to an IRA? Do I pay tax on this money? Should I worry about penalties? Am I entitled to a favorable tax treatment on this money? What is the growth potential of this money? And on and on and on and on. This is where we come to the meeting with Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They've been part of this show for, I'm going to say, 15, 16 years, and I'm pretty close. I'm within a year. MarkandJason.com is the website. You'll hear Peon say it here in a moment. Their financial advisor has been with Stifel Nicolaus over 28 years. The meeting is complimentary. You set it up by calling them. You like what you hear, that's great. You don't, it was just a meeting, didn't cost you anything. Second opinion is never a bad idea. For their phone number and more, you go to MarkandJason.com. And remember, Stifel is a member SIPC and NYSE. Once again, that's MarkandJason.com. Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, some good news. They cleared the accident eastbound 270 before 367, but traffic is jammed all the way back to McDonnell. Then they cleared the accident westbound 44 west of Highway 270, but your slowdown goes now from east of Elm all the way out through Mirage. They're still working with the accident on eastbound 44 at Mirage. Southbound Big Bend at 141 is jammed up a little bit south of Manchester down through Highway 44. Southbound 55, pretty slow now between Bates down through Rivas Barracks. On southbound 270, you're slow now Dorset all the way down through Highway 44. They're still working with an accident westbound 40 at Ballas. The right lane is blocked. It looks like we're running slow now from about Grand all the way out through McCausland and then from 170 through Ballas. This traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. They present Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Everybody likes to get a great deal when making a purchase. And right now, Amazing Siding has a great deal for you just in time for spring. If you call Amazing Siding right now, you can get some of the strongest manufacturer rebates of the year on windows and siding for your home. Amazing Siding is offering a $3,500 manufacturer rebate on a whole house of Amazing Plank acrylic siding. And if it's windows you need, how about a manufacturer's rebate of up to $2,100 on Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows and $1,000 on Infinity fiberglass doors. Amazing Siding will even throw in an additional 10% labor savings on top of all those great rebates. Call now to get 18 months, no interest, no money down, and zero payments for a full year and a half. Unreal rebates, labor savings, and 18 months financing. Now that's a deal you can't pass up. Call Amazing Siding today at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSDL.com.
Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. See store.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word SHAPE to 3131 31, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text SHAPE to 3131 31 and get started for free right now. Again, text SHAPE to 3131 31 31.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend, Jeff Hopper, from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you have mosquitoes in your yard, and you're afraid of the Zika virus or anything like that, you call Hopper's. We have a monthly service that we provide that protects you and your home. This program will help give you your yard back. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Do you have a chronic cough? Trouble breathing? Are you over 40 years of age and a current or former smoker who smoked for many years? If so, please call to learn about participating in research studies at the Clinical Research Center for COPD. Qualified participants may receive study-related medical evaluations and rescue inhaler at no cost. Compensation for participation may be provided to those who qualify. To learn more, visit clinicalresearchcenter.com or call 314-514-8509.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
All right, Playhouse is coming up after the news. Mr. Londoff, we ran way too long with that segment, so we're going to be unable to get Bill Cleveland in today.
Oh, come on, everybody. That's not nice.
You're mean.
Probably
hurt
feelings.
Yep.
Nice.
But if we had, it'd be brought to you by Laclede Cab. Don't ever forget that. Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it because it works. Let's talk about your feet. Let's talk about, you know, I have a son, two sons in the restaurant business. And they're in their 30s. They're young. And one of my sons was having some tremendous headaches and backaches. He changed his shoes, and it made all the difference. Now, in his case, he was wearing the wrong shoe. You may be wearing the right shoe. It may not be your shoe at all. Yours may be more of an arch support problem, which brings us to good feet. Because people stand on concrete, they have shoes made for that. He just didn't know it, and he finally became aware of it. Maybe you're wearing work shoes that are made for people who stand on concrete or stand on their feet all day and you still have pain. It may not just be in your feet. Maybe it's in your knee or not your feet at all, or your back or your good feet. They've worked with people and helped people who've had pain, not just in their feet, but other places, and have had tremendous success. And maybe it'll be the answer for you. You'll know in the store when you put in the insert. You do not need an appointment. Two locations on Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's in Shiloh, Illinois.